Just when the American economy needs a shot in the arm, George Bush's budget is delivering a punch below the belt. He wants to borrow $300 million a day for an open-ended commitment in Iraq. He wants to borrow $50 billion a year to exempt the states over $5 million from any taxation, and hundreds of billions more to continue his failed trickle-down tax cuts. Meanwhile, Main Street America, our veterans under Bush's budget, they get $10 billion in new fees. He cuts transportation by $2 billion. That could cost us 100,000 construction jobs, a part of the economy that's been particularly hard hit. And then $50 billion cut in Medicare, depriving seniors of access to their physicians and needed services. I'm going to work to toss his last budget on the trash heap of history and begin with new priorities to turn our country around and restore fiscal responsibility.